people. God and man have linked the nations together. No nation can longer be indifferent to any other. And as we are brought more and more in touch with each other, the less occasion is there for misunderstanding, and the stronger the disposition when we have differences to adjust them in the court of arbitration, which is the noblest forum for the settlement of international disputes. Gentlemen, let us ever remember that our interest is in concord, not conflict, that our real eminence rests in the victories of peace, not those of war. Our earnest prayer is that God will graciously vouchsafe prosperity, happiness, and peace to all our neighbors, and like blessings to all the peoples and powers of earth. Trade statistics indicate that this country is in a state of unexampled prosperity. The figures show we are furnishing profitable employment to the millions of working men throughout the United States. Our capacity to produce has developed so enormously, and our products have so multiplied, that the problem of more markets requires our urgent and immediate attention. A system which provides a mutual exchange of commodities is manifestly essential to the continued and healthful growth of our export trade. The period of exclusiveness is past. We should sell everywhere we can and buy wherever the buying will enlarge our sales and production, and thereby make a greater demand for home labor. Reciprocity treaties are in harmony with the spirit of the times. One of the needs of the times is direct commercial lines from our vast fields of production to the fields of consumption that we have barely touched. We must encourage our merchant marine. We must have more ships under the American flag, built and manned and owned by Americans. These will not only be profitable in a commercial sense, they will be messengers of peace and amity wherever they go. We must build the Isthmian Canal, which will unite the two oceans. The construction of a Pacific cable cannot be longer postponed. These buildings will disappear. This creation of art and beauty and industry will perish from sight. But who can tell the new thoughts that have been awakened, the ambition fired, and the high achievements that will be wrought through this exposition?